The BBC's Gaza correspondent, Alan Johnston, was freed before dawn today. Johnston had been held for nearly 4 months by a shadowy group of Islamist radicals. Today he told the press and the world that his hooded, armed captors were unpredictable and dangerous. Johnston was one in a string of foreigners kidnapped in Gaza, and his time in captivity was by far the longest. He said his frightening ordeal marked the worst days of his life. From Jerusalem, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Veteran BBC reporter Alan Johnston was handed over to Hamas leaders in Gaza early Wednesday by his captors, the Army of Islam, an Islamist group backed by a powerful Gaza clan, the Dogmush family. Today in Jerusalem, looking tired and relieved, Johnston stood in the sunshine he was deprived of during his 3 months of solitary confinement in a dingy Gaza apartment.
It was, as you can imagine, the most appalling experience, like being buried alive, removed from life, and sometimes, occasionally, quite terrifying and always frightening in that I just didn't know when it would end or how it would end.
The BBC reporter, who turned 45 years old in captivity, said he was not physically tortured and was roughed up only in the last hours of his confinement. But every day he faced enormous psychological stress. At several points, Johnston said he was handcuffed, chained, hooded, and threatened with death. Other times, he was just left in isolation. Toward the end of his ordeal, his captors made him wear an explosives vest, videotaped him, and threatened to blow him up if Hamas gunmen tried to free him by force. Daily existence during his living nightmare, Johnston said, was largely controlled by one tough, young, temperamental jihadist who kept guard.
Being locked up for 4 months and not knowing whether it might actually be 18 months is an extraordinary thing. The psychological pressure of 100 hard days of solitary confinement with people who are ready to talk about killing you is an extraordinary thing. You know, it's a battle to keep your mind in the right place.
Several times his captors told him he was going home, only to simply move him to another hiding place. The false freedom would send Johnston into deep depression. He said he would tell himself that at Hotel Jihad all the doors are false and that despair would only weaken him. He said an old radio his captors gave him proved an incredibly important lifeline, allowing him to keep up on news of efforts to free him. After taking control of Gaza by force last month, Hamas turned up the pressure on the kidnappers and repeatedly demanded Johnston be released.
I'm pretty sure that if Hamas hadn't come in and stuck the heat on it in a big way, I'd still be in that room.
His Islamic army captors held the darkest view of everyone in the West, Johnston said, and were a horrible aberration from the hospitality and warmth he'd experienced from ordinary Palestinians during his 3 years living in Gaza. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.